Okay, y'all ready to make the trip? Ready to get the trip started?
Yeah, all right. We'll
read lesson 50 for the meditation.
Right.
And the purpose of it is just to allow us to get our energy centered. You can go anywhere. You can listen to what I'm reading, or you can go anywhere your little heart desires. I am sustained by the love of God. Here's the answer to every problem that will confront you today, tomorrow, and throughout time. In this world, you believe you are sustained by everything but God. That means your faith is placed in the most trivial and insane symbols. Pills, money, protective clothing. Your faith is placed in prestige. Your faith is placed in being liked, knowing the right people. And an endless list of forms of nothingness that you endow with magical powers. All these things are your replacements for the love of God. All these things are cherished to ensure body identification. Putting your faith in pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people are songs of praise to the separated mind, the ego. Do not put your faith in the worthless. It will not sustain you. Only the love of God will protect you in all circumstances. The love of God within you will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace and safety. The love of God within you will transport you into a state of mind that nothing can threaten, nothing can disturb, and where nothing can intrude upon the eternal calm of you, the Son of God. Put not your faith in pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people. They will fail you. Put all your faith in the love of God, God's love for you, that is within you. This love is eternal. This love is changeless. This love is forever unfailing. The love of freedom within you, the love of love within you, the love of spirit within you, the love of the real you is the answer to whatever confronts you today. So through God's love, the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Tell yourself this often today. Through the love of God within me, I can resolve this seeming difficulty without effort. Through the love of God within me, I can resolve this seeming difficulty that I'm having with my friend without effort. Through the love of God within me, I can resolve this seeming financial difficulty without effort. Through the love of God within me, I can resolve any seeming difficulty without effort and ensure confidence. Tell yourself this often today. It is a declaration of release from the belief in idols. That you are sustained by the love of God is your acknowledgement of the truth about yourself. Let this sink deep into your consciousness. Let this truth sink deep into your consciousness. Repeat it I am sustained by the love of God. Think about it. I am sustained by the love of God. Let related thoughts come to help you recognize its truth and allow peace to flow over you like a blanket. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection and surety. Let no idle thoughts, let no foolish thoughts enter. Don't let any idle, foolish, weary, concern, anger thoughts enter to disturb your holy mind. You, the Son of God, such is the kingdom of heaven. Such is the kingdom of perfect joy, letting no idle and foolish thoughts disturb your mind, is heaven. That's the resting place. That's the resting place where your Father, your Mother, your Creator, love all that is, the great infinite all, the one Creator, your greater self, has placed you forever. I am sustained by the love of God. 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 What I love about the Course is that one of the comments that I hear about the Course in Miracles a lot is that the Course in Miracles is difficult to read. And I realized that coming up on my 25th anniversary of teaching the Course in about a month or so.
Right.
And it's been the most exciting, beneficial, positive journey that I could have ever made. And so what I try to do for people who come to the class is save them some time. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. You know, I could like give you some tips. Okay? You don't have to accept them, right? But I can give you some tips.
Yeah.
The way that it says study itself is the way that it means for us to study it. Like, for instance, he gives the instruction on page 1 of the workbook. And I want to just take a minute to go over this because I think it's very important to understand that you do not study the Course in Miracles the way you study regular books and courses. It assumes you do not know anything. And so as it teaches, it explains its own meanings about everything it's saying as you read it. It becomes difficult when you want to apply your old definitions of the terms to what you see in the book. Like if you see the word heaven, and immediately you think about a place or your resistance to the Christian terminology. At that moment, what you're doing is projecting all of your stuff onto the words. Then you'll react to your own projection as if the book says something that offended you. And so what it says is that, and I love this,
It says in paragraph 5, I'm in the workbook, page 1. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of training in the world. What does that mean? Whenever you read something and you go, what does that mean? Okay, then you read the next sentence. Page 1 in the workbook. I know I freaked everybody out by doing something different. Okay. I know you're totally freaked out, but all I did was just did something a little different. Which is the way life is. You know, that we get totally set on how it's supposed to be, and somebody throws us a curveball, and then we freak out. The workbook is the middle of the book, page 1 of the workbook.
We forgive you now, huh?
Yeah, forgive me for what I did not do. I didn't do anything but say what I was beat. But the Spirit is telling me to talk about this because I'm going to go faster and deeper as I share the course now. And in order to do that, we have to follow the rules of the guidelines of the course itself, or it'll be a horrible journey. Because it doesn't do it the way we do it. Okay? So you're going to have all kinds of feelings. You're going to feel really elated at some of the things you hear. Some of the things is going to irritate you. You're going to feel, if you're going to love me 1 minute, you're going to hate me the other. In other words, I'm going to be like a normal person. Okay? Because that's the way we do it all the time anyway. I like you, now I don't like you. I don't like you. Dog on it. But you know you were put on this earth to please me? Why aren't you doing it? So it says transfer of training in true perception. The Course in Miracles says perception means interpretation. So perception is interpretation. So you could say the transfer of training in true interpretation does not proceed as does the transfer of training of the world. Which means if true interpretation has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer of that true interpretation or true perception to everyone and everything is certain. If you were to see just one thing correctly, you would see all things correctly. See, if we could pull off seeing just one thing right, it would spread to everything we see. And perception means interpretation. I'm going to continue to give you definitions that the course uses. So when it says true interpretation, what would a true interpretation of me be?
Innocent.
Thank you. What would another true interpretation of me be?
Spiritual being.
Okay, so if I'm innocent and I'm a spiritual being and you really see that and that's truly correct, you're innocent and you're a spiritual being, you're innocent and you're a spirit. It immediately becomes true of everything. If it's true, it's true for all of us. If it's really true, it's true for all of us. But I personally know some jokers that don't fit that description. So that takes us to the next sentence, which says what? On the other hand, one exception, my children, one exception, my boss, one exception, my partner, one exception, me, held apart from true perception, makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible.
Wow.
That's depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would make us feel a lot better if we felt like we could leave other folk out. Isn't that what we're saying?
And
that's what we're saying. Whenever I get, like you say, I felt depressed. Why would I feel depressed? Well, that there are people that I think that's an insurmountable obstacle, yeah. Right? So that's the same as saying there are some people I want to leave out of this. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we have to enfold George Bush. Okay. Just picture George Bush. Picture me as being George Bush. Okay. Give her some love. Say, I love you, George. We send you love, George.
Send your love, George.
Send her some love. And then if you can't come from your heart, then the course has a great escape clause. It says you can say, God is the love in which I forgive you,
yeah.
George.
Yeah.
I can't pull it off, but God's love can handle you. If that's the way you feel. Now, some people love George. Some people don't love George. So George must ultimately be neutral. Because some people, you know what I'm saying? Okay. So, the reason why I have a vested interest in wanting to attempt this, I would love to be included in the atonement of healing and light and abundance and peace. So, if the Spirit tells me that all I have to do is be willing to say this, even if I don't believe it, then that sounds like a small price to pay to get rid of my MasterCard bill. Or my sadness, or my sense of separation. See, that's the way I look at it. It's like, okay, this is the way you do it. Next paragraph. And see, and these are the rules for the course. He says, the only general rules to be observed throughout then are first. Okay, there's two rules. Two rules. Rule number one. You practice these exercises very specifically. As will be indicated, that's the same as saying apply these ideas, not just the workbook. It's the same as saying apply these ideas very specifically. It's because if you will start applying the truth very specifically, then it will help you generalize the ideas involved in every situation in which you find yourself, and to everyone and everything. And in other words, if I go, whatever Bonnie does is a call for love. That's applying it very specifically, right? Then, every time I go into a new situation, it'll be easier for me to generalize that and go, and you're a call for love, and that person who was rude to me was a call for love, and that person who was obviously loving toward me was also a call for love. It's like once I start applying it specifically, I just keep on applying it specifically, which means I'm really applying it generally to every person and every situation in the world. See, I know I'm leaving people out, so the only way I can overcome that is to start to learn how to include them. That just seems logical to me.
Yeah.
So all I have to do is be willing to insincerely say the truth about you. Can you all speak insincerely?
Yes.
Do it all the time.
Can you do it?
Yeah.
I mean, I know this is what makes this an easy class. Because sometimes when there's a grievance involved, it's not a fear. It's not easy for me to be sincere. Like the person I think hurt me, I can say God is the love in which I forgive you, but you know, I can still be holding a grievance toward that person. But it's not necessary for you to believe what you're saying in order for what you're saying to be the truth. That's what makes the truth cool. To believe the truth or to do the truth, you don't have to do anything. It's true anyway. So you're just going into agreement with what already is, whether you like it or not. Like, whether you think your daddy deserves to be seen as an innocent child of God, your daddy is an innocent child of God. Your belief doesn't have anything to do with the reality of that. So to be able to say God is the love in which I forgive is really showing a willingness to have my perception corrected. And it's the willingness that Spirit is asking. So your willingness to say an exercise has nothing to do with your understanding of it. Your willingness to do the exercise is indicative to the universe that you're willing to have it do its thing. It's like a person saying, I won't come pick you up until you're willing. And once you're willing, then I'll come pick you up. Notice that all the effort is on my part in that sense. I'm the one coming to get you. But you got to be willing. Love has come to get you. Peace has come to flow over you like a blanket of protection. I love that.
Yeah.
How do I get there? Well, it says, what will happen when you apply these ideas specifically? You start to generalize it, right? And then he says, that's rule one. So rule one is, let me apply this specifically. That's all we have to remember today. Okay? Rule number two is, and this is the one that's the trip, says, be sure you don't decide for yourself that there are some people and situations or things to which the ideas absolutely don't apply. Rule number one, apply the truth specifically. Rule number two, stop deciding that it's somebody that or something that the truth doesn't apply to. The truth applies to everything but your financial situation. The idea of abundance is a true universal law, except when it comes to you. The idea of having a really powerful love that's only peaceful and only happy, that's what we deserve, well, that's a universal law, right? Except when it comes to you. That peace is our natural state and we're these unlimited beings, that's true except when it comes to some you or somebody else. So rule number two is stop excluding the truth from everything. I heard people tell me, this is easy to do as long as you're in this room. But when you go to work, it's a whole different ballgame. See, you are excluding work, and so guess what? Work is excluded. And then you don't have the experience of love and peace at work. But it was you that excluded work.
Yeah.
Or that person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm excluding my mama. And then I'm surprised I'm always having conflict with my mama. But the truth doesn't apply to my mom. You see what I mean? Okay. This says now, then it goes, then the course again assumes that we might need some further explanation. So it says, second, be sure that you don't decide for yourself that there are some people, situations, or things to which the ideas are inapplicable. If you decide that it doesn't apply to your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, and anybody else, that will interfere with transfer of training. Do not interfere with the tot, the transfer of training. Everybody's got a little tot. Some like it tot. Yeah, I love a nice tot woman. What would be a tight woman? A woman who's transferring the training to me. She's not. I'm not gonna be one of them men that's after one thing that you can't trust. I'm their tight. mama. People without senses of humor do not last longer than Earl Purdy. So consequently, my life is full of people that I enjoy. It's possible. I'm living it. So I don't like to hear that stuff. But it started out with a whole lot of exclusion. I had a lot of decisions I was making about who didn't belong in my peace. And that was when I was going through the conflict and the misery and the betrayal and the upset and the loneliness and the arguments and the blame and the projection and all that stuff. That was when Earl was doing that stuff. That was like, okay. You know, so what I started doing was just applying the course even if I didn't understand it or believe it. I just say it anyway. When you call for God. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, it works. Now, he says the very nature of true perception is that it has what? No limits. So people say, well, what does that mean? This is what it means. It's the opposite of the way you see now. So what's true? The opposite of the way you see now. If you see any fear or you see anything to be afraid of, you are perceiving correctly in terms of what a fearful mind sees, but you're not seeing truly. See the difference? If you see it's something to be afraid of, then as a fearful mind, you're seeing what a fearful mind sees. But true perception is the opposite of that. Okay? We're going to take the last few paragraphs. Is this helpful?
Yeah.
It's helpful to me too. It's like sometimes you need to go back to basics for a minute, you know, because I haven't been reading the course focusing on, let me see if I can apply what he's saying to everything that comes up around me, and let me see if I can decide. Now, do you know what my mind used to do? What did he mean by that? And what did you mean by that? And what does it mean by that? And I don't like that word. I don't like that masculine terminology. And I don't understand. You see, my mind was all on the analyzation of the course. It wasn't about remembering the instructions that I was given. Because I have this incredibly erroneous idea that my personal understanding is a powerful contribution to the truth. and that my personal understanding makes the truth what it is. So, you know, when I understand it, it's true.
Right.
And if I don't understand it, what he's saying couldn't be true. I don't understand how God could be the love of which I could give my mama for what she did to me. What are you talking about? See, and it's like, you said, so your understanding that you think is necessary for that to be true, that slows you down.
Right.
That slows you down. You don't have to understand how a plane operates to take a trip to D.C. But if you had to know how to operate before you got on the plane, it'd be a long time before you made the trip. Your understanding isn't necessary to get the benefits of truth in God. Your understanding isn't necessary to get that problem solved. Isn't that great?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. It says the overall aim of the exercises, which is the same as saying the overall aim of the course, is to what? Increase your ability. To do what? Extend the ideas you will be practicing. To what? Include everything. So the purpose of practicing it specifically is that it increases your ideas, your ability to take your ideas and include everybody in the ideas. And that's what I need. I need to know how to include everybody in these loving ideas. Right? Now, I love this part.
This will require no effort on your part. This will require no effort on your part. And haven't you been pretty good at having no effort on your part?
You think you're already a grand student. I was so proud of myself when I read that. Well, I'm at the tail of the class. I've been doing a lot of complaining, but not a whole lot of effort. I've been analyzing, but I haven't been efforting. So those of you who put forth no effort to achieve your goal, you're right on time. Okay. See, the part of me that thinks I should feel guilty can't stand me being absolved. I couldn't just be all right. Heaven forbid I could just actually be all right. Sometimes when I'm saying the most loving things, I look out in the audience and some people have scowls on their faces. Some people have big demon smiles. Some people got drool coming down their jaw. I just love them. That's total trust. Because people can do anything to you while you sleep. They can wake up and we can have lipstick all over their face, and all tied up different and everything. But we're not like that. That's not the way we are. You know, the sleep take equals trust. See, women get upset sometimes. They say men fall asleep after they make love. It just means he trusts you. If he's sleeping with one eye open, he's not in the right place. You know, if I'm going to sleep. Okay. Say what?
Is your name Lorena?
I am Lorena. I am her. Let me symbolize her for you. Okay. I'm taking it slow because it's supposed to be fun. We're also too friggin' serious.
Oh my
gosh. God. The reason why it requires no effort on your part is that the exercises themselves meet the conditions for the transfer. The fact that you're doing the exercises at all meets the condition. Because if you're doing the exercise at all, you're doing it. If I'm applying this very specific, let me like for instance, lesson number two. Lesson number two says, I have given everything I see in this room, on this street, from this window, in this place, all the meaning that it has for me. So let's just give a real time. So if I say to Joy, for instance, I have given Joy all the meaning that she has for me. That it's already done. That's why it didn't require effort on my part. Because the exercise itself met the conditions for the transfer. The fact that I said it meant that I did what was required, which was to specifically apply the idea to something I was looking at. Notice I didn't have to believe that I give Joy all the meaning that she has for me. The truth is, I do give Joy all the meaning that she has for me. She means no more to me than the meaning I give her, period. I mean no more to her than the meaning she gives me, period. Which doubles back to lesson one, which makes people want to throw the book away, which is nothing I see means anything, especially if they have to look down at their little kid or their dog. Hello. Little guy don't mean everything. I want my favorite lesson. I want my beautiful lesson. I want to look at my child, but my child doesn't mean anything. And what you could say is simply this. My child does not mean anything in and of itself. Everybody has to give my child the meaning that my child has for them. And let me tell you, some people don't feel about your child the way you feel about your child. They give your child a meaning of a little destructo. If there's a child that come in the house and raise hell, they're not giving that child the same meaning. So nothing I see means anything. It's just of the first lesson in teaching us how to apply the truth randomly and not separate anything from the truth. It doesn't mean anything until I give it meaning. I don't mean anything to some of you, and then to some of you I might mean a lot. You have the power to give meaning. That is an incredible power to possess. Because if you have the power to give meaning, it also means you have the power to give no meaning. Which means that you have the power to not be affected by 90% of the things that happen around you. Because you're only being affected by the meaning that you give it. And what you want to do to have the power of that is make sure you don't exclude anybody from that. And say that there's somebody I'm not giving the meaning to. You know, you're upset with somebody about something, you're giving the meaning to what you think they did. You feel good about somebody, you're giving the meaning that's saying they're cool to you. You're the one that's giving meaning. Okay? So just by applying this specifically, you're doing the condition. Last two paragraphs. It says some of the ideas in the workbook, and it's the whole thing. So you could say some of the ideas, what, in the course, that the course presents, because it's all these ideas. He said, you will find hard to believe. I'm telling you straight up, you're going to find some things that you hear in the material hard to believe. So when you say something like, that's hard to believe, remember it said, you will find it hard to believe.
Yeah.
Got it? He says, others may seem, what? To be quite startling. You know, I am not a body. I do not die. Everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. I am totally free. Love is the only thing that's real. I have love regardless of what I believe about myself. That's startling. This doesn't matter. So if you startle, God don't care. If you go, I find it hard to believe, God don't care.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you ever told somebody something but you got upset because they didn't believe it?
I got upset because they did believe it.
Yeah. The point that I'm making in that is that you would have much more peace if it didn't matter. You'd have much more peace if you told somebody something and it didn't matter to you whether they believed it.
Right.
Than it would be if you spent all your day trying to make sure that people get you.
Right.
I want people to get me. I want to make sure you get me. Do you understand me? You know what I'm saying? No, I don't understand you. And that's my workbook lesson. I don't want to understand you. I just wanted to learn the first lessons in the early part of the book. I do not understand. In that lesson 3, I do not understand anything I see.
You don't understand what you see. You just see the meaning that you give to what you see. So what the Course does is it says, okay, I'm not going to fight with your desire to give meaning. You were trained to give meaning. Your mind works that way. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you new meanings. And if you will apply these meanings to what you're seeing, these meanings will free you from all limitation and all pain. So I'm going to give you some new meanings. Okay? Now, this is what you do. He says, now, you merely ask to apply the ideas as you are directed to do. Now, what were the two things we were told to how to apply the ideas? Who remembers?
Don't leave anyone out.
That's one of them. What's the other one?
Apply specifically
and don't leave anybody out. If you walk out of here today and those are the only two things you remember out of everything you heard, you would have saved yourself light years of pain.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you. It's not about how much you remember what I say. It's about one thing. And don't try to understand the rest. Don't even worry your little mind for 1 second trying to understand nothing that I'm saying. Because you're already good at telepathy. You pretty much understand a southern black man talking to you.
Yeah.
So that's telepathy. And some of you don't. I'll say something. What do you say? Because people from the South run their words together to save time. Yeah. I thought I am about to go down to the corner store. I'm fixing to go to the store. See how much faster that was? So we kind of run things together. Okay. So you're really feeling what I'm saying behind the words. You merely ask to apply the ideas as you are directed to do. What are the two ways?
Don't leave anybody out.
And be specific, right? Okay. Then he says, "What's the next thing?" He says, "You're told to do with the ideas. You are not asked to judge them at all." I'm in this class, and I'm here to see if what he's saying is true. Who's this Earl Purdy? I heard Dr. Gunn. See what he got to say. This Course in Miracles stuff. Let me see, man. My partner doesn't let me control them like they used to, and dominate them and not recognize them. They're kind of standing up for their beauty more. They're not under my control. Let me see what this book is talking about. This stuff is suspicious. Or in some cases, it's just the opposite. Someone will come and they'll say, "Boy, I've seen a big improvement in you. I want to see what this man is talking about." One or the other, sometimes, you know? Because most of our special relationships are based on controlling each other and dominating each other. And so one thing that happens when you begin to recognize the truth is you will no longer allow anyone to do that to you. And people who need that to feel strong become enraged, outraged. Because they feel so powerless in the world that the only place they can feel any power at all is with you. You know. And so you become... I remember I was like that, man. I felt powerless when I got married when I was 19. And I was like, you know, out there trying to make it. And I felt real powerless. And then I come home and raise hell, you know. This is my castle. You know what I'm saying? And so part of learning this material has been to forgive myself for the ways that I express myself out of my unconsciousness. Instead of spending all my time trying to forgive other people, it's about me letting go of my blocks. I don't even have time to worry about what nobody else did to me now. That's a surefire sign I'm really not focused on real healing. It means I'm still of the old thought system because I'm still telling myself that I need to fix everybody else around me, even if it's helped them get into the truth. You know?
So when you're afraid, you attack. And when you feel powerless, you attack. You are not asked to judge the ideas at all. It says you are asked only to what? Use them. It is their use that will give them meaning and will show you that they are true. I like that. If I use it, it'll give me some meaning, and then that will show me that it's true. So you could have the truth show you that abundance is your natural state. You could have the truth show you that loving relationships are all you deserve. You could have the truth show you that unlimited freedom and happiness is your natural right. Instead of you trying to show yourself through figuring out what you don't understand and judging it and excluding some people, which doesn't work, you could say, you know, I'm going to specifically apply these ideas in every situation I can, whether I believe it's true or not. And then watch the ideas work. You know, trip you out.
Oh, yeah.
Trips you out. Take a breath.
Ooh, yeah.
Woo-wee. Tell the truth. I got to get one woo-wee.
Woo-wee. Yeah.
Right? Mm. Oh, God. I love this stuff. I love it. I never get tired of this stuff. I'd much rather listen to this than my thoughts. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
This is a lot better. Okay, now we're to the last paragraph. Remember only this. And then, okay, you can forget everything else, right? It says, remember only this. And then I'm going to say this however the Spirit wants me to say it. Remember only this. You need, what do I need? Not. What? Believe. Okay, let's stop right there. You need not believe. Just remember, you listen when you're listening to the course, remember, you need not believe what I'm saying. You need not believe what the book is saying. That's the first thing to remember, that you needn't believe it. See the pressure that takes off? You need not believe it. You need, what does that mean? Well, it means you need not accept the ideas. What does that mean? It means you need not even welcome the ideas. Remember, you don't have to believe it. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to welcome it. You do not have to believe the truth. You do not have to accept the truth. You do not have to welcome the truth. You do not have to believe these ideas. You do not have to believe these ideas. You do not have to accept these ideas. You do not have to accept these ideas. You do not have to even welcome these ideas. Some of these ideas you may actively resist. Some of these ideas you may actively resist. Some of these ideas you're going to go, hell no. Some of these ideas you may actively resist. I don't believe it. Some of these ideas you may actively resist. Some of these ideas I may actively resist. I might actively resist this. I might actively resist this. I might actively resist this. See, here are the instructions. These are the instructions. None of this will matter. It will not matter that you don't believe it. It will not matter that you do not accept it. It does not matter that you do not even welcome it. It doesn't even matter that you are actively resisting it. It will not decrease its efficacy. It will not decrease how effective it is. Suppose you gave yourself the belief that regardless of my resistance, it will have no effect on this beautiful idea. That's what we're being told to believe. Believe that your own resistance cannot stop it. That's a belief. You need not believe, but don't allow yourself to make exceptions in applying the ideas that it contains.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Don't allow myself to make exceptions. Exceptions in applying the idea. What does that mean? It means whatever your reactions to the ideas may be, use the ideas anyway. Whatever your reactions are to what you hear, use it anyway. Regardless of how you feel about it, use it anyway. Whether you believe it, accept it, or welcome it, or resist it, use it anyway. Example, I have given my parents all the meaning that they have for me. Ugh, I don't believe that. I have given my parents all the meaning that they have for me. I don't accept that. I have given my parents all the meaning that they have for me. I don't welcome that idea. Whatever your reaction is, whatever your reaction is, still go ahead and use it. Nothing I see means anything. Ooh, I get a lot of resistance to that. Nothing I see means anything. Ooh, I don't accept that. Nothing I see means anything. Ugh, I don't welcome that. I resist that. I sure do want to judge that. Whether you judge it, guess what? None of your judgment matters. Just judge your little booty away. It will not matter. Your judgment doesn't matter. Your disbelief about how beautiful and loving and lovable and powerful and abundant you are, even if you have beliefs to the contrary, it doesn't matter. It will not decrease the effectiveness of the ideas when you apply them specifically and try as best you can to not exclude anything from the ideas, even if you don't believe the idea, even if you have resistance with the idea, even if the idea is something that makes you mad, use the idea. Nothing more than that is required. The idea that we started with is I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. I don't believe in God. I don't like the word God. I don't like the word God. I'll never use the word God. I don't like God. I don't like the word God. I got justice with the word God. I don't welcome the word God. What do you mean God? I don't want to be God. I don't want to be God. I don't like the word God. I am sustained by the love of God. God ain't never been there for me. I prayed 3 times last week and I didn't get that thing solved, but I was working on. I mean, studying this book and it's worse, not better. I am sustained by the love of God. God bless you and thank you for listening to this much with me today. Can we acknowledge us? Bring that energy here for us. Was that helpful?
Yeah.
If you really want to save time with the course, those guidelines are truly the attitude that you're supposed to study the course with. If you approach the course with the way you learned in high school, you're going to break it down, you're going to analyze it, and you're going to figure it all out. The course will probably be a horrible journey for you, and not only that, you probably won't even read it. You'll probably throw it out in about another month or so, you know.
But if you will keep reading it, even when you don't understand it or necessarily like what you heard, you will finish the book, and you will have you'll be on the way to having a transformed state of mind. And then the next time you go back through it, it will blow your mind again. Each time, 25 years later, and I'm still going, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't even believe how did that? And it's a trip to go back through the book, see where you highlighted something, don't even remember it.
Yeah.
So, which meant you saw it, and it impressed you, but you didn't even remember it enough to even remember you highlighted it, you know. And you wonder where all that information is going.
Yeah.
And the truth is, it really is sinking deep within your consciousness. And it really is going to come up one day as physical experiences and perceptions that you have. And you really will be seeing the world that this book is describing. But right now we're doing the weeding out process. It's like a garden. And I had no idea I had so much weed. Hey, y'all. Thank you for sharing money with me. I appreciate that so much. And sharing with Unity Temple. I love doing the Course in Miracles as my work in the world. I love how to answer that question, what I want to do when I grow up. We know what our thought is for today, regardless of how you feel about what you've seen.
Sustained by the love.
am sustained by the love of God. See y'all next time.